Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at Bible characters and their prayer secrets. Have you been longing to have your prayer life supercharged? God wants to have daily communion and fellowship with you in prayer. And we can observe some amazing secrets in the lives of Bible characters who walked with God. Today, we will take a look at Abraham. What was Abraham's prayer secret? First of all, we know about Abraham that he spoke with the Lord, communed with God, had God speak to him, and they had conversation back and forth in a most outstanding way. We find in Genesis chapter 17 the record of the Lord appearing to Abraham and talking to him about making a covenant with him through circumcision, and that his covenant would be with Isaac, a son that was going to be born to him within the year through Sarah. In chapter 18, we find a second appearance of the Lord to Abraham. And I'll read to you from chapter 18, and I want you to listen carefully as you observe how Abraham spoke with the Lord and the Lord spoke with him. This is an example of Abraham's prayer life or his communion with God. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, "My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread and you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servant." And they said, "Do as you have said." So Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd and took a tender and a good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared, and he set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." And Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.' But Sarah denied it, saying, 'I did not laugh,' for she was afraid. And he said, 'No, but you did laugh.'" Then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." And the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know." Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." Then Abraham answered and said, "Indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find there 45, I will not destroy it." Then he spoke to him yet again and said, "Suppose there should be 40 found there." And he said, "I will not do it for the sake of 40. And he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Then he said, "Indeed now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. And he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now Abraham obviously had such a relationship with God that he felt the liberty to so boldly talk to the Lord about something God was planning to do. The Lord made it clear to Abraham he was on his way to Sodom and Gomorrah to see if it was as wicked as he had heard it was, and if so, he was going to destroy it thoroughly. And yet Abraham boldly began to, you could say, almost bargain with the Lord. "Well, what if there's 50? Well, what if there's 40? What if 30? He knew in his heart, most assuredly, Abraham, that it was a wicked city. His own nephew Lot had gone there. And the very reason that Abraham was willing to boldly stand and intercede for the sparing of that wicked city had to do with his own love for his nephew Lot, who had come with him when he was searching for the land that the Lord was going to show him. Lot had gone and made Sodom his home, a bad decision, without a doubt. It was a wicked place, and he was raising his children in the middle of one of the most corrupt areas on the face of the earth. Abraham knew he lived there, and the chance of him being destroyed with that city were 100% unless the Lord spared it because of a few righteous being there. So Abraham boldly began to talk to the Lord about that. How can a person pray with such impunity to the Lord as Abraham did? What gave him the right to talk to God that way? Abraham's prayer secret was very simple. He truly was a friend of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7, it says, "Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever?" Here in 2 Chronicles, long after Abraham had passed away, the descendants called out to the Lord and referred to Abraham as God's friend. It was known that Abraham had that kind of a relationship with God. In Isaiah 41, verse 8, we find the same type of a reference. It says this, and these are God's words speaking, "But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend." Abraham's relationship with God gave him the ability to have the kind of prayer life, the kind of communication with God the kind of intercession where he could literally step in and say, God, far be it from you that you should do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. In Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14, we find out an amazing thing. This scripture reads, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Because Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, the blessing of Abraham can now come upon everyone who puts their faith in Christ. One of the outstanding blessings Abraham had in his life was a relationship with God where he was called God's friend. He had the spiritual blessing of intimate relationship with God. Everyone who's been born again into Christ Jesus has been given this same blessing. Jesus himself said in John 15:15, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Friendship with God is a gift from God through our relationship with Jesus Christ, and it enables you to have power in prayer. It's a prayer secret that you can go to God on the basis of that friendship with God and speak to him as a man speaks to a friend. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying prayer secrets.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.